Welcome to the Everyday Innovator Podcast for product managers, developers, and innovators. Your host is Chad McAllister, who gives you innovation training your customers will love you for. Get ready to take your career to the next level, for the doctor is in.
Hi, I'm Chad McAllister. Welcome to the first episode of a new podcast I'm creating for product managers, developers, and innovators. If you're new to one of these roles, you know, in product management, development, or innovation, or someone with more experience and looking to refine and deepen your skills as an innovator, my hope and expectation is that you'll find the podcast episodes helpful. Each week, I'll be discussing relevant topics related to innovation with people in an interview format and helping you be more successful and also able to improve your career. I'm going to talk about five parts through this first podcast to give you an idea of what to expect. So first, how I became fascinated with product management and why I teach those topics now. Second, why the interview format, which goes back to an RV trip I took for a year. I'll tell you more about that. Third, highlights of some of the lessons from past interviews I did during that RV trip. Fourth, what to expect from coming episodes. And finally, a free gift for you for listening to this. So let's start with how I became fascinated with product management, development, and innovation. This is a challenging role. You know, what is it that product managers do? Fundamentally, we are doing something new, right? We're creating something that doesn't exist before. I think of innovation in the sense that it's in a new way. It is something new, something that hasn't been done. This is really challenging for organizations because we tend to do those things that are successful. How the organization started, they continue doing, that's made them successful in the past and they want to do more of it in the future. Innovation is doing something new, and that's hard for organizations often to embrace. As product managers and product developers, we tend to be very cross-functional, having to work across, you know, sales, marketing, production, manufacturing, research and development, procurement. You know, if there's a function in the organization, likely the product manager is having to interact with them, at least on some projects. Along with all this responsibility of creating a new product, which can include adding on to an existing product and making an incremental improvement, but creating this new product, you know, a lot of responsibility, little actual control. So at times it can be a frustrating role because of that. It means that product managers have to have the ability to influence. Also, this capability to switch between the tactical and strategic activities while walking this tightrope of taking actions that are aligned with the organization strategy and at the same time doing something new. We also need to be customer focused, able to listen to customers, observe them, ask questions, and identify problems that need a solution, and then how we can provide a solution that really creates value for them, you know, value in the form of this new product. Trends are important to us too, watching what's going on in the marketplace and the business environment. And also at the same time, keeping track of competitors' actions and what they are doing and what they might be doing in the future. The way that I got fascinated about this role of product management, product development, I started out as an electrical engineering student, and out of college, you know, we get trained to solve problems and create new things. And I really enjoyed doing that. I started with a company that shortly after I joined them turned into a software company. And I went along with the ride, was working with good people. This was a small environment. I was employee number 4 in the office. And in that sort of environment, you wear lots of different hats. And I loved it. I spent 11 years of my career there and just loved that environment where you got to do everything that can be done inside of a company. But over time, I evolved into the person that was really good at talking with customers and understanding what their problems were, analyzing what they really needed, leading a software development team to create those products. Along the way, recognized that we needed to do a better job of actually managing projects. And that led me to learning more about project management. And I came across a professional organization, Project Management Institute, and learned the sort of things that we need to do to manage the life cycle of a software development project. As time goes by, I recognize, you know, we're really not just doing projects. We're developing products for customers. And there's some more things that we need to figure out. And I started looking for product development, product management sort of knowledge. That led me to another professional group, the Product Development Management Association, PDMA. And that was real useful. And they had this thing called the New Product Development Professional Certification, the MPDP. And a few of us got together at the same time, and basically we were all trying to get our hands around, well, what does PDMA mean by product development and management? We thought a good way to figure this out would be to actually study for the certification and earn that certification. So we did that, and we created a study group program to help others do the same thing. And in the process, I became their VP of Education for the Rocky Mountain chapter, the one out of Denver, Colorado, and had a really successful study program for preparing for the certification. It was an incredible foundation of knowledge for product developers and managers. A couple of years go by, and another professional organization got introduced to me. That was the Association of International Product Marketers and Managers, AIPMM. And I helped lead an effort for them to develop a certification focused on innovation and new product development. And they call that the Certified Innovation Leader. I found these professional organizations really helpful for me and others getting a foundation of concepts for what is it a product developer, manager, and someone involved with innovation really needs to be doing to be successful. Over time, I trained more and more people in the concepts and was getting really good feedback from participants about how important these concepts were, that they were providing a foundation for them that was valuable to the work they were doing, and especially people that were new to these roles, new to product management, product development, as a team member or even leading a team. Getting this foundation under their belts was really critical to helping them feel comfortable in that role and be more successful. And more seasoned professionals that had been doing the work already often were lacking some depth in specific areas and was finding through the training some really good applications that they could bring back to the work, that they were doing. I now have more than 20 years of experience with product management, development, and innovation. Have worked in small and large global organizations, along with 4 startups, 2 technology companies. 1 startup was a media company, and then my own training company. An interesting thing happened along the way. That was I decided to go back to school, something I never thought I would do, to earn a PhD. And the reason for that was becoming fascinated with a problem I was seeing on some of our projects developing products. And that was, a lot of the time, we developed products that really did hit it out of the park. We were meeting the needs of customers and exceeding their expectations. There were other times, I just got it wrong, right? I led the team, we developed a product, and it did not provide the value the customer was looking for or expecting, and really failed to meet their expectations. And I got fascinated with why was this the case? What was going on in those cases where we were doing a great job being successful? And, there's probably a lot more to learn about the cases where we were actually failing to meet those expectations. So I was starting to study that myself. A few things came together at the same time. I was working with a startup CEO from the Silicon Valley area, and she was going back to school to earn her PhD and got me thinking about this more. I thought, well, I'm already really interested in this topic, starting to research it some. Why not? So I dove back into school, and that was a really rewarding journey. And it led to some things that I never expected. One is I spend most of my time today teaching others about product development, product management, and innovation. I do that formally through some university courses that I have the pleasure of teaching, master's level and PhD level courses for universities, as well as the online training I do and in-person workshops. I'm also the author of a book, Turning Ideas into Market-Winning Products. Let's talk about the format of this podcast, which is going to be interviews. So why interviews? Well, I need to back up. I spent a year, actually 54 weeks, on this epic road trip with my family. We were traveling in a motorhome across the United States, about 25 states we covered, around 40 national parks, and a little over 22,000 miles driven between the motorhome and the car that we also took. Wonderful experience. Did that primarily to just have time with my kids, who are now 9 and 12, and build experiences with them. And I had a great time. Along the way, I took this opportunity to meet people that were involved in product development, management, and innovation, what I love. So I spent a lot of time talking with business owners and entrepreneurs, learning from their failures and their successes. And I had a great time talking with these people that were entrepreneurs, small business owners, as well as product professionals in large companies, and learned so much from those conversations and frankly really enjoyed it. That was the key reason for wanting to do this, is I just enjoyed the experience. And I learned so much from these interviews. And the idea at the time was to write up these interviews in kind of a case study format and post them up on my blog. And I did a few of those, and I quickly realized that this was taking a lot more time than I really could be spending while I was on the RV trip. But I wrote up several of them, enjoyed so many more interviews that I still need to work with. And as I have come back from the RV trip, I missed that interaction of talking with product professionals about their past experiences and what they've learned and how we can help apply that to even more people. So I've decided to do that in an audio interview format, where each week I'll be interviewing someone that can help product developers, managers, and innovators really improve their success and improve their career too. And I'll be posting that up as an audio interview. This also helps me to practice what I preach. Since I train people that are new to these roles in product management, development, and innovation, as well as those that are refining their skills, I'm talking to my audience, right? So the people that I'm talking to that are helping those professionals are also the ones that have been through the heartaches, you know, and the failures and have learned what they needed to do. So it's really a way for me to get some customer research done, hearing about those problems that they've encountered, as well as their success, as well as their success stories. And again, I just really enjoy doing it. So I also wanted to share some highlights from the RV trip that I took and the interviews I did then. So some of these are written up on my blog at theeverydayinnovator.com, but there were some great lessons learned, and I'll just take some time in this episode to share those. And then in the next episode, you'll hear a live interview that I recorded and get to hear firsthand from a product professional. So not too surprising, I thought this was quite fitting. The first interview I did was with the founder of a motorhome company, Bob Tiffin, and he founded Tiffin Motorhomes. Bob told me about the importance of trends, and it was something I heard in many of the interviews I did after that and the business professionals I met, was how trends have impacted their success or created some headaches for them. Seeing a trend beginning to take place and acting on it before others was really critical to their success. Similarly, recognizing that a trend is changing and avoiding mistakes, like, you know, having too much inventory on hand and getting rid of that before the trend really took place, was important. In Bob's case, he attributes his ability to spot trends, such as, you know, maybe adding a new feature or benefit that a customer would really value, to his deep industry experience and constant customer contact. And when I say constant, I spent a little over an hour with Bob in his office, and during that time, his phone was ringing all the time, and it was customers calling him because he has a very open policy. If you have an issue with your motorhome, you call Bob and Bob will take care of it, and he is always talking with customers. His recommendations for refining your trend spotting powers? He said, watch your customers, participate in industry events, and mostly talk with customers daily, which he clearly does. Another interview that I immensely enjoyed was with Dan Radigan. He is the founder of the French Broad Chocolate Factory in Asheville, North Carolina. And he has a chocolate lounge that sells chocolate and chocolate desserts and other food, and a chocolate factory where the chocolate is handmade. And after talking with him about his story and why he loves chocolate, I started characterizing culture in terms of the three P's, and I'll tell you what those are. But, you know, in talking with him, culture is supremely important when there are a few other factors to create differentiation among your competitors. Culture stands out. It drives success. And the three P's are personal, power, and persuasive. And so what's the personal aspect? When you truly love what you do, the work becomes personal to you, right? It becomes a part of the product that customers value. Powerful, many businesses, including Dan's, incorporates a social change aspect, something that's really deep in their DNA and meaningful to them as a company. And it becomes part of the driving force and the success, and also creates a competitive differentiation. For the chocolate factory, this was making an economic difference in the communities where they sourced the cacao beans. And the third P, persuasive. Businesses, just like brands, they have a story, and telling a compelling story persuades customers to become their raving fans, really elevating the success of a business far beyond others. And I found, as I was talking with Dan, and hearing this story and how important culture was in these three P's of, you know, it's personal, powerful, and persuasive, you know, I just fell in love with the mission and the vision that they have. And frankly, at this point, I love the story so much and how he was helping these communities where the cacao beans were growing and having an impact locally there in Asheville, North Carolina, that I didn't really care anymore what he was selling. I was sold on the story. And he could have been selling anything. I just wanted to buy something to support him and the mission that he was on. Another business owner I ran into was Mike Yontz. He's the owner and operator of a McDonald's in Oro Valley near Tucson, Arizona. Now, I'll tell you, I never expected to find any sort of innovation stories at a McDonald's. I had spent at this point, you know, several months in and out of Starbucks and McDonald's because they're reliable places to find Wi-Fi and sometimes a power outlet. You know, power outlets are getting harder to find, but I could get Wi-Fi for sure. And so they were go-to destinations for me on the trip to do work that I was doing. And at this McDonald's, I noticed something very different. When people came into the store, they were being greeted by first name. And when they weren't being greeted by first name, they were, you know, greeted in a very jovial, warm manner. And this was such a unique experience from other visits I had been to different McDonald's that I had to find out more. And so I asked to sit down with Mike, the owner-operator. And you have to think about McDonald's, you know, as franchise owners, they have to comply with the processes, structure, and pricing that's set by the corporate office. A lot of businesses have the same issue. And this leaves little room for real innovation. But even in such a controlled environment, there are opportunities exist, and Mike truly found those opportunities, and especially around that customer experience. What Mike was able to create was more of a coffee shop type experience instead of what, frankly, I had seen as a pretty unfriendly experience a lot of McDonald's on the trip. So how did he come about that? His focus is he was really big on pushing the greening. What I had witnessed so many times was just that initial experience you have at the counter and feeling like you're welcomed in a very friendly manner. And repeat customers, they quickly learn their names. It was much more like a coffee shop experience than a McDonald's. Mike truly considers the work he's doing as a privilege that few people have the opportunity to join the McDonald's owners program and have their own store. And he's passionate about creating a place that customers like to visit and employees can develop skills. And continuing the emphasis on the customer experience, Mike strives to hire people that are really focused on helping the customer. So as innovators, we're looking for ways that we can make a difference and add more value to the customer. And again, we have few options, like when you're controlled as a McDonald's franchise. Hiring the people that are really customer focused can tip things in your favor to create a better experience, obviously, for the customer. And Mike is the model for that. He sets the tone for how the other employees should be responding to customers also. He's very enthusiastic, he's warm, he's personable. So meeting Mike and visiting that McDonald's was truly a breath of fresh air. Frankly, I had been starting to formulate a blog post I was going to write that would be titled something like The Coming Demise of McDonald's, because my experience up to that point was at best neutral and often negative. You know, customer service that was generally unfriendly, stores that were not particularly unique, maybe even not particularly clean, and just not a real pleasant experience, right? Even for what I might expect for a fast food convenience experience at McDonald's, not up to what they should have been. And Mike's store was so completely different, and really like the coffee shop experience that I have come to know and that I enjoy from places like Starbucks and other coffee shops. So that was a great pleasure. There were many other people I met along the way that were business owners and product professionals, people that were really leading the charge for innovation in their organizations. But let's get to the future episodes. So each week, I'm going to have a discussion with someone who's going to be able to provide insights, both from lessons they've learned along their failures and also practices they put into place that led to their successes, right? So we'll be learning from people's failures and successes and also hearing from professionals that research this area and can really help product developers, product managers, and innovators and prove what they're doing, improve their success, and improve their careers. It will be an interview format, so you won't be listening to me. You'll be listening to the guests most of the time, and really excited to be talking with these people. It was going to help me learn more too, and it's a great blessing then to be able to turn that around and help teach others what we need to know to stand out and be a successful product professional. The free gift I mentioned before, that book I told you about, I'm the author of Turning Ideas into Market-Winning Products. If you're listening to this anytime in 2015, as I record this, it is a brand new year and anxious to start off the year with this new podcast. If you're listening to this anytime in 2015, email me and I will give you the ebook for free. I'll send you the ebook by email. And my email address is chad@theeverydayinnovator.com. And The Everyday Innovator has also been a blog site for where these podcasts are, theeverydayinnovator.com. So just send an email to chad@theeverydayinnovator.com asking for the free book, and I will send that back to you. I want to thank you so much for listening to this. I ask that you check back each week so you can benefit from these discussions with product professionals, innovation managers, and people that have insights to help all of us in this product innovation space do a better job and really grow our careers and stand out. In addition to this podcast, I do provide weekly resources at theeverydayinnovator.com. The weekly resources includes a brief summary of tips and practices found around the web that week from innovation writers at Forbes, Wired, Fast Company, Harvard Business Review, and many other resources. So if you're looking for a quick, short, easy-to-read summary of information really related to best practices or lessons from failures, and you want to benefit from that, just go to the blog, theeverydayinnovator.com, and sign up with your email address, and you'll get that sent to you Friday afternoons with that summary. Again, thank you so much for listening. If you have colleagues that are also involved in product management, development, and innovation, please let them know about this podcast and the resources at theeverydayinnovator.com. And if you have any questions that I can address personally, please again contact me, chad@theeverydayinnovator.com. Come back next week and listen to an interview with an industrial designer and how innovation has taken place in his work building physical products for customers. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Product Innovation Training Your Customers Will Love You For. To learn more, please check out the blog at theeverydayinnovator.com. Keep innovating.